Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we are going to deliver some 4-H news, have some fly control tips for beef cattle, and visit all the upcoming events coming from K-State Research and Extension, like the McPherson County's Farmers Market each Saturday. But plan to attend the final night of the McPherson County 4-H Fair as the Round Robin Showmanship starts at 5 p.m., followed by the Livestock Buyer Appreciation Supper at 6, and then our Parade of Champions for our 4-H'ers starting at 6:45. And the fair will be ending tonight with our premium auction sale starting at 7:30. Please come out and support our 4-H'ers. Did you know that 4-H'ers are 2.3 times more likely to be physically active, are nearly 2 more times likely to plan to go to college, and 3.4 times more likely to contribute to their communities when compared to youth who do not participate in 4-H? McPherson County is just finishing up their 4-H fair, and we would like to take this time to thank all the volunteers and sponsors and the premium sale buyers for their support in building the 4-H youth of our community. For fly control and beef cattle, external parasites during the summer months can be a heavy burden on cattle and producers alike. Decreased performance, painful bites, and risk of disease transmission are common among these nuisance pets. Controlling these parasites takes properly timed management. It is estimated that the horn fly alone may account up to $1 billion of damage and loss to the cattle industry each year. Economic impact can be seen on individual animals with as little as 20 to 30 flies per animal. This can be visualized by horn flies covering the withers and going about halfway down the side. The economic impact hits producers in decreased average daily gain and reduced weaning weights of calves. Each horn fly will take 20 to 30 blood meals each day. They spend the vast majority of their lives on the back of the cattle and only leave the animal to lay eggs in the fresh manure patties. Population typically raises in late May and persists during the summer months. Stable flies are also blood feeders and feed on the lower limbs. They deliver a very painful bite during feeding. Infested animals are often seen switching their flanks, moving constantly, flicking their tails, and even standing in water to attempt to escape the painful bites. It has been estimated that as little as 5 flies per leg can impact the performance of beef cattle. Stable flies spend very little time on the cattle themselves and only feed during daytime hours. Face flies feed on the protein-rich secretions of the eye and nose. Face flies are the primary vector for spreading the bacteria that causes disease known as pink eye. Pink eye in cattle is also a major economic concern to producers, and it has been established that pink eye accounts for $150 million in losses per year through treatment costs and decreased production. Although multiple factors play a role in pink eye, face flies are generally a part of the spread of the disease. As with horn flies, face flies lay eggs in fresh manure. One main difference between the behavior of these two pests is face flies can travel several miles between animals, spending less time on the animals themselves. Call me here at the Extension office and get the control methods for our livestock to control flies. The Mound Ridge Farmers Market is open on Saturdays from 8 to 11 and again on Tuesdays from 5 to 7 at the museum at 406 West Cole Street in Mound Ridge. Come rain or shine, vendors have something for everyone at the Farmers Market. For our McPherson County Farmers Market, we will be back in the Round Top since the fair is over this coming Saturday for the McPherson County Farmers Market. Tell all of your neighbors and friends, plus check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. The Farmers Market runs every Saturday each week till the end of October, from 7:30 till noon, right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come check out all the new vendors this year that will have local produce, baked goods, honey, pecans, handcrafted blankets, environmentally friendly cleaners, and so much more. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope to see you tonight for the last night of the 4-H Fair.